This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll give you the latest on the condition of the Representative Scalise, and we have a lot of news to get to. But I want to just quickly talk about what happened at this UPS center in San Francisco. While we were in shock with what happened with the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, we had heard that a little bit later that day in San Francisco, an employee comes in and starts shooting his coworkers. Jimmy Lamb, 38 years old, decided to come to work and open fire during a meeting with coworkers. He was a UPS driver. Apparently, he had filed a grievance claiming that he was working excessive overtime and appeared to specifically go after three drivers before he turned the gun on himself. Apparently, he filed a grievance in March complaining too much overtime, requesting that the package delivery company relieve him of working extra hours. This is according to Joseph Cilia, an official with the Teamsters Union local that represents UPS workers in San Francisco. And during a Wednesday morning meeting, Lamb walked up to driver Benson Louie and shot him. As his co-workers frantically fled the room, he shot Wayne Chan in the back, and then he walked up to him and, quote, finished him. Mike Lafitte was fleeing from the building when Lamb went out onto the street and shot him. So, unfortunately, they were all killed. Two other UPS employees were wounded. Both have been released from the hospital from what we understand. Some workers had to seek refuge going to the roof of the four-story facility. Others ran outside, pounded on the windows of a public bus. They were screaming, go, 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 to get people out of there because, you know, they were at risk of getting shot. Auto shop owner Robert Kim said he saw a mob of UPS drivers running down the street screaming, shooter, shooter. They say the shooting prompted a massive police response, they said, in one of the city's industrial neighborhoods about 2 miles from downtown San Francisco. Now, we don't know much about Lamb. All right, but this is what I want to say. For any of you sitting out there in your car or at home thinking about going to work and shooting your coworkers and then afterwards shooting yourself, do us all a favor and shoot yourself first. Do it. Why go to work? Why kill other people? And then shoot yourself. If you want to die, die. Don't take anybody else with you. I don't know what the heck is going on in your heads. I don't know what you people are thinking. And I know there's more of you out there. There has to be. This seems like almost every other day, somebody decides to go on a vendetta and shoot people. And then when they see the police, they turn the gun on themselves. Is that really how you want to leave this earth? Really? That means if you do something this atrocious, this sick, that means every single good deed you ever did throughout your whole entire life gets thrown out the window. It means your wife, your husband, your children now have to live in a world of people hating them because you were a killer and killed innocent people. I mean, aren't you people thinking, you know, and maybe it's because people who do this are completely out of their minds, undergoing some sort of a severe psychotic episode where they think whatever they're doing is a call of duty, or they think, ha ha, I'm going to get them. But not only are you killing the person that you supposedly want to kill, but you are ruining hundreds, maybe thousands of innocent lives in the process for just that one kill. Do us all a favor, and if you're planning on killing yourself anyway, do it alone. And don't drag anybody else in with you. I mean, I could sit here and go seek help. Okay, I've been saying that for years. Those of you who want to kill another person, go seek help. My guess is this lamb person who decided to go and shoot up his workers really didn't, you know, want any advice such as that. Right? There is some vendetta, there's some anger that a lot of you guys have out there, and you want to, get somebody. And, you know, when you kill somebody, you can't sit there and go, ha, and you know, if you really want to take revenge on somebody, you want them alive to still feel it. Yeah, this is what I don't understand. Okay? If let's say somebody's, is fearful of the afterlife. Well, okay, well, if I do this, then I'm going to rot in hell. All right? Well, then, if you're going to commit an act like this and you don't care about what's going on with the afterlife, then why would you commit that same act to take revenge on somebody? If you don't believe in an afterlife, how is that person going to have, feel sorry for the actions they did to you? You know, when you get really, really mad at somebody, whether you're mad at your brother or your sister or your spouse or whatever, you want them to feel the pain. And I'm not saying literal pain. You want them to feel guilty for making you feel wronged. You want them to try to make it up, and that's what is so satisfying about letting somebody know you're upset, is having them come back going, you want to know what, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, etc. Now, I understand there's a lot of idiots out there that will continue to do wrong. All right? I've been in a situation right now where somebody continues to mess with me. And so, at some point, you just have to go, look, karma's going to get them. You don't have to be the one. Okay? If you really are planning on leaving this world, okay, do it. And do so when people, especially your loved ones and your neighbors and your friends and other people, will think of you as a hero. Don't leave this earth being a terrorist. It's ridiculous and it's wasteful and you're not getting what you want anyway. Complete idiots. I don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, what is critical? When we hear that Representative Scalise is critical yet stable, that could be an oxymoron. We'll be right back and explain what those terms mean. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. All right, I know we have a lot of news today, but I want to make this show positive. Just we got to come up with some positive news, and we do. We have some real good positive news. Now, you all know that one of my favorite places to go, one of my favorite places to work with is Walmart and Walmart Pharmacy. My patients have been going to Walmart Pharmacy for years, and these pharmacists, and you know how I brag about the pharmacists, these guys, I mean, it's a partnership when we deal with patients. And not only do they help me with my patients from a pharmacy perspective, but Walmart has been one of the leaders in health promotion. And I don't think you guys realize how awesome, the pharmacy chain as well as the company is. So we have to join us Tamara Hadzik, Pharmacy Clinical Services Manager of Walmart. And she's going to talk to us about Walmart Wellness Day. Very, very cool. Hey, Tamara, how's it going?
Good morning, Dr. Dalia, and thank you for having me. I'm really excited that I'm able to share some news and good morning to all your listeners.
Excellent. Thank you, Tamara, so much. So, okay, so tell us what's going on. What is Walmart Wellness Day?
So Walmart Wellness Day is something that we in Walmart are really proud of. It's the biggest single day healthcare event where we actually offer free screenings to our patients and Walmart customers. And one coming is actually this Saturday, June 17th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. And I'm saying local time because this is happening in 4,600 stores across the country.
Right, and we have listeners all over. So we're talking practically every state then where the local Walmart between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So tell us, what type of screens are you guys going to be doing?
So basically the screenings that are offered are blood glucose screening, blood pressure, vision screenings, body fat, body mass index tests, and also the immunization and preventative care. I mean, in the same time, the screenings are not obviously all that we offer. This is a great opportunity to share the education because we will have like over 10,000 educated, obviously, and knowledgeable pharmacy staff supporting this Walmart Wellness Day.
Wow, that's wonderful. For those who join us, we're talking to Tamara Hadzik, clinical pharmacy manager at Walmart in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. But this is going to happen throughout the country. And, you know, people, they're very intimidated to get their blood sugar checked, to get their blood pressure checked. And one intimidating factor is the cost, waiting at the doctor's office. I love it when you guys do these things and you know, make these services available because it shows people that, you know, not only do they have to pay an insurmountable fee to go to a doctor, you know, or deductible, et cetera, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to get your blood sugar checked. Yeah, I think people are very apprehensive about getting poked, and they shouldn't be.
Well, and that's something that I could probably bring this over. In the same time, is actually the Men's Health Month, and when we talk about that, the men are much less likely to visit a doctor and go frequently to the doctor offices. And as you mentioned, you know, checking your numbers is actually the priority because if you don't know your numbers, you actually don't know where to start. I mean, you don't even know are you in a risk or you need to manage the disease. And this is exactly what is this about. As you said, you know, until you go to a doctor's office, until you schedule the visit, until you wait in office and then pay a copay and everything. And how huge is that you can just come to pretty much any Walmart location and get all this done for free?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and by the way, you know, okay, I know my listeners. Every Saturday we're at Walmart. And I know that because I'm at Walmart and you're like, hey, Dr. Guy, like, I know it's Saturday, I'm at Walmart. So you guys are going to be at Walmart anyway. And for those of you that were planning on going to Walmart, do it. Listen, wait, guys, we got Father's Day coming up. So were you going to go shopping? Go to Walmart. Guys, this is simple. You know, no joke, Tamara. I can't tell you how many of my patients would go into Walmart to get a blood pressure screen. You know how you guys would have those machines there where you could sit down. And they would come in going, I had absolutely no idea that I was that high. And I was like, you know, thank God you sat down. And you know, they said, well, my wife made me sit down and take my blood pressure. But, you know, that's one thing that I've been a big fan of with your pharmacy. And it's not, you know, my listeners know I'm biased. They know that I'm a huge fan of Walmart. They know that I've gone to Walmart wearing my pajama bottoms. I know it's a real bad stereotype, but I think that's a good thing because when I don't feel good, Walmart's there. It's always open. You know, I don't have to try to put on Spanx to come in and be seen. But one thing that I have always been a fan of, especially for my patients and for my listeners, is that, you know, you guys are so readily available. Tell us about the pharmacy. Some of your pharmacies, you guys are open extended hours, aren't you?
Yes, our pharmacy is open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and usually locations don't close for lunch except if they have just one pharmacist on staff. But that's differ from location to location. And I mean, as you mentioned, Walmart is really fairly on you know, around every single neighborhood, so many locations, really convenient. But in the same time, we have long been known for our low prices in our stores. And health and wellness is the part of that promise to our customers. So we have a really big role to play. And as you mentioned, you know, this Saturday, Walmart's Wellness Day, June 17th, again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, really everybody is invited. But in the same time, even when not just for the event, we have $4 prescriptions.
Right.
You know, like I said, our prices for OTC and care clinics are really competitive and maybe even lower than competitive. So we have a lot to offer. And like I said, we definitely have the staff that can support all this and our commitment to the patients.
No, yes, we're talking to Tamara Hatzik of Walmart Pharmacy. She's a clinical manager at the Walmart Pharmacy region in my neck of the woods of the country. That is something that has been a lifesaver. You guys years ago launched, I believe, was it the $4 or the $7 list? I think it was the $4 list of generic medications that people could get, and it was far cheaper than, you know, any other prescription plan that was offered by health insurance. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So, yeah, we are actually famous for our $4 prescription list. Mm-hmm. Basically, certain medications that are listed, and it's, trust me, like 4 pages long, you can actually purchase without the insurance in our stores for $4. So many times it happened that patients do have deductible or they don't have insurance, really. So if we have something that is more expensive prescribed for them, or they come with a story for their high blood pressure and stuff or something like that, we can definitely contact their physician and request a change for the medication that is on the list. So, again, this is huge. We do believe in affordable care. And we are proving that by those kind of things, like I said, by $4, by, you know, our prices that are lower in OTC and care clinics, and also by something that we do like Walmart Wellness Day.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, tell us about, you know, the pharmacist. My patients and my listeners have many times, because they couldn't reach their doctor, would go up to the pharmacist and say, look, you know, which over-the-counter preparation would you recommend? You know, tell us about how that, you know, do you guys notice that you get asked a lot more than you would have ever expected from patients as things have been changing and, you know, people are having more difficulty getting access to their doctors?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the pharmacist's role today. We are definitely easy, accessible. You know, again, you have to go to the, you have to actually make appointment to see the doctor, and then, you know, you have to actually, wait until it's your turn. Where in a pharmacy, you can really walk to the counter and have a pharmacist talking to you and counseling. And again, back to men's health, when we talk about this week and this month, and really Father's Day approaching, when we think about, like, what kind of counsels and how we prepare the guys for the healthier life, you know, discussion about, for example, proteins or multivitamins or supplements, how they exercise. You know, for example, Dr. D'Elia, a lot of people don't understand that you need 150 minutes mm-hmm. of moderate exercise per week, which is a lot, and people
right.
don't realize that basically it's a requirement for the healthier life. So a lot of good tips you can actually get from your pharmacist. So we definitely that's our passion. We are
yep.
we're focused on our patients. You know, we are there for them. So we do have a lot of those stories. A lot of interaction, and that's something that we are proud of.
Well, Tamara, bless you and your team. Everybody, Walmart Wellness Day this Saturday, 10 to 2, at your nearest Walmart pharmacy. Please check it out. Tamara, we can't wait to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, as of this morning, we are hearing that House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is about to undergo a third surgery after having been wounded yesterday in the mass shooting, or earlier this week, I should say. This occurred during a congressional baseball practice that they were practicing for a charity event. The charity event is going on. We're not going to let some, you know, killer that wants to, you know, bring down the country and the Republican Party by shooting people up innocently at a baseball field, you know, holding the progress we're making from charitable on a charitable front. Unfortunately, though, Steve Scalise appears to be still in critical condition. The Louisiana Republican, they said, remained in critical condition as doctors at MedStar Washington Hospital Center began a third operation. What had happened is it appeared that he had been shot in the hip. The bullet had fractured bones, torn through internal organs, and unfortunately he suffered severe blood loss. He has required multiple units of blood transfusions. They say, according to sources and according to Politico, familiar with Scalise's condition, the third surgery was routine for gunshot victims, with doctors checking the work they had performed the night before. So President Donald Trump visits Scalise. I believe also Vice President Mike Pence and his wife visited him, and Donald Trump said it looked like he was in some trouble, but a great fighter. He said, it's been much more difficult than people even thought at the time. It's been, well, he's in some trouble, but he's a great fighter, and he is going to be okay, we hope. He said, I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country. Let's hope so. So, while Washington is in shock, while people are in the process of doing good, minding their own business, exercising, kids were there on site. This was early morning. Right, in a baseball field, for crying out loud, Eugene Simpson Stadium Park, things like this are not supposed to happen. But what's very interesting is it's almost sounded like just that one bullet is what caused such mayhem, Scalise's body. Last night, I think, was the last update we got from MedStar. They said Congressman Steve Scalise sustained a single rifle shot to the left hip. The bullet traveled across the pelvis, fracturing bones, injuring internal organs, causing severe bleeding. He was transported in shock to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, a level one trauma center. He underwent immediate surgery and an additional procedure to stop bleeding. He has received multiple units of blood transfusion. His condition is critical, and he will require additional operations, and we will provide periodic updates. Now, much credit is being given to a whole variety of people that were there on site. Representative Mo Brooks was there, took off his belt, and started to apply immediate pressure. Now, and remember, this couldn't be done, immediately right after the shot, because, people had to hide in the dugouts, and while the shooter was still, trying to gun people down, people were fearing for their lives. James Hodgkinson eventually was shot by David Bailey and Crystal Griner, the U.S. Capitol Police, who exchanged gunfire with them. They were wounded in the process. I believe Griner was injured in the ankle. From what I understand, they're in stable condition. Zachary Barth was shot in the leg. He's expected to recover. He's a congressional staffer for Representative Roger Williams, Matt Mica. He was reportedly shot multiple times, currently having surgery and in critical condition. He serves as a lobbyist and Tyson's food employee. I don't have the latest on how Matt Mica is doing, but, this act, just horrifies us, and it shows that this country, is not a very healthy. It's not in the healthiest of states. All right, we have people that shouldn't be having guns. We have people that can't protect themselves. I mean, thank God there was somebody there that was armed, because as witnesses were saying, until somebody fired back, this Hodgkinson kept going. Now, the gunman was shot in the process. He was taken into custody, and he has since died of his injuries. So, we had a lot of heroes on the scene, but what does critical mean? Now, the American Hospital Association guidelines had to come into play, because in the media, we have to be very, very careful about what we say when we talk about a person's condition. And it's interesting, because in the media, the way we describe things in the media is kind of different from the way we describe things in the hospital. So these are the terms that the media is allowed to use according to the American Hospital Association guidelines. And they're kind of based more on vital signs, the heart rate, pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, oxygenation, which are still the same parameters that we use. But I'll talk about the differences. So, for example, you're going to see, in the media, these are going to be some very, very common terms. So undetermined. So if a patient's status is undetermined, that means that the patient is awaiting physician and assessment. Now, undetermined, is sometimes a term that we will give media you know, to say, you know, look, we don't have a comment right now. You know, his condition, we are still evaluating. We're still assessing. So that would be, if you hear undetermined, we're still waiting for assessment by the physician. If somebody's in good condition, it means their vital signs are stable. They're within normal limits. The patient is conscious. He's comfortable. And the indicators are excellent. If you hear the term fair, fair means vital signs are stable, normal limits, patient is conscious, but he may be uncomfortable. They say indicators are still favorable. If somebody is in serious condition, they say vital signs may be unstable and not within normal limits. Patient is acutely ill. Indicators are questionable. Now, this is where I kind of have an issue. If we are being told critical, all right, through the media, vital signs, they say, are unstable and not within normal limits. Patient may be unconscious. Indicators are unfavorable. Now, in hospital situations, you'll hear, yeah, he's critically injured. It's a critical patient, but he's stable. Well, if you look at that guideline where it says vital signs are unstable, it looks like it's a, I don't want to use the word oxymoron, but it looks like it's contradictory. So how we use, many of us, and again, I can't speak for all hospitals and all doctors, but you could have somebody who is critically ill and they're in the ICU. They're suffering pneumonia. They're suffering from sepsis. We had a patient who suffered from toxic shock syndrome. She was critical, but she was stable. We stabilized her. She was stable. We had trauma victims that would come in, and we stabilized them. They were stable. Stable means their condition is not worsening, all right? And they seem to be, like, stable, hovering, okay? When we use the term stable for families and friends, it kind of gives them a sigh of relief. It gives them a chance to take a breath and know that they don't have to run into the room because their loved one is about to die in the next couple minutes. So when somebody is stable, it allows us to, you know, take a deep breath. Okay, but somebody could still be critical. So, you know, I'm concerned because the media has, you know, everybody in the media seems to, you know, kind of document the same things. So, you know, everybody's publishing, and you'll see the article on my website. You know, we have the, you know, guidelines from the American Hospital Association, and bless them for having these guidelines because I understand it's a very, very, you know, delicate process when you deal with media, et cetera. But they make it sound like if somebody is critical, you know, he's unconscious, vital signs are unstable. Yes, technically that can happen. Many critical patients are like that. But we have had patients in critical condition who are stable. And so we pray for Scalise, and we hope that he can get through this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. We got Father's Day coming up, and it's interesting. Okay, you know how people kind of groan, you know, because Valentine's Day is coming, you know, and some people groan even with Mother's Day because, oh man, I got to call my mother. Well, I didn't realize how unenthused the average man is on Father's Day. I mean, I knew I had some sort of an idea because I would each year come on air and tell the ladies not to do Father's Day wrong. And I don't think anybody's listening. Okay? And, you know, the average dude, okay, the average guy really isn't a fan of Father's Day. Because nobody celebrates it right. Okay? If you ask Dad what he really wants this Sunday, if you ask Dad, look, if you could have anything this Sunday, what would it be? Would it be a soap on a rope? Would it be a barbecue? Then say, no, I want to be left the hell alone. Give me a day off. Let me sleep. Let me run around the house in my underwear. Don't make me do any chores. That's what dads want. They want to be left the hell alone. But what is the most common thing that happens on Father's Day? A barbecue, people coming over, the in-laws, you know, because wifey has to, you know, celebrate with her dad. So you are basically spending your day with your father-in-law and mother-in-law. Not very fun. Now, my father, may rest in peace, he left us years ago. So for my husband, I hate to say this, but my mom comes over. I mean, we love my mom, but, you know, would you want to spend your Father's Day with your mother-in-law? No. We're doing it wrong. Well, Dr. Waz, I'm just going to get him a real nice gift. Okay, good, good. What are you going to get your husband, or what are the kids going to get Dad? And it really isn't a husband thing. You don't have to buy anything for your husband for Father's Day. Just like he doesn't have to buy anything. It's cool if you do, but it's really from the kids. Well, I'm going to get him a nice bottle of cologne. Really? Who told you guys like cologne? Oh, they have cologne for men. There's a men's obsession. There's, no. That doesn't mean guys like the stuff. Guys, do you like putting on cologne? No. You want to smell like men. Why are you parfuming? Guys aren't into that. Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get him a lawnmower. Really? Yeah, I'm going to get Dad a real cool lawnmower. All right, well, if this lawnmower has a cup holder for a beer, if it's one of those things where you get to drive around, all right, you know, drive around the city, and look super cool, maybe. But does Dad really want something that reminds him that he has to do chores? No. Dad doesn't want to mow the flipping lawn. Are you kidding me? Yeah, so I think guys have it wrong. Really quickly, here's a mystery. According to History.com, they say the nation's first Father's Day was celebrated on June 19th, 1910, in the state of Washington. President Woodrow Wilson had made Mother's Day official, but, it still took a while for Father's Day to take hold. It's probably because the fathers were like, no, thank you. Now, Mother's Day had origins, I guess, right after the Civil War. We talked about that. During the 1860s, at the urging of activist Ann Reeves Jarvis, a West Virginia town celebrated Mother's Work Days and brought together the mothers of Confederate and Union soldiers. Now, and Mother's Day became a commercial holiday in 1908, and that was inspired by Jarvis's daughter, Anna Jarvis. She wanted to honor her mommy, so she made Mother's Day a national holiday. And the John Wanamaker Department Store in Philadelphia sponsored a service dedicated to mothers in its auditorium. So, Mother's Day caught on right away. Retailers were like, ooh, this is good. In 1909, 45 states observed the day. And then in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson approved a resolution that made the second Sunday and Monday a holiday that, quote, honors the tender, gentle army, the mothers of America. All right, very cool. So we moms get a lot of flowers. We get a lot of ashtrays, even though we don't smoke, you know, because the kids make ashtrays at school. And fine. Okay, but what about the daddies? Okay, so, you know, one florist had explained fathers haven't the same sentimental appeal that mothers have. Yeah, guys don't want flowers. On July 5th, 1908, the West Virginia Church sponsored the nation's first event explicitly in honor of fathers. There was a Sunday sermon in memory of the 362 men who had died in the previous December explosions at the Fairmont Coal Company mines. I don't know if you guys remember that. There was this big, huge, well, we wouldn't remember it, but in history. there were these multiple people had been killed in this mine explosion. So it was supposed to be a one-time commemoration. And then the next year in Spokane, a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd, one of six children, tried to establish an official equivalent to Mother's Day for male parents. She went to local churches, the YMCA. So technically, Washington State celebrated the first Father's Day on June 19th, 1910. Slowly, the holiday spread. By 1916, President Wilson honored the day by using telegraph signals to unfurl a flag in Spokane. In Washington, D.C., then Calvin Coolidge urged state governments in 1924. And so now it looks like the third Sunday of June is Father's Day. And I know this because my birthday is June 16th. I know my birthday is June 16th. Hey, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Nobody even remembered my birthday. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't remember. All right, so what do you do for your dad? Well, first, what you could do is you could tell Father's Day that it's very, very close to Dr. Dolly's birthday. So I'm sure he'll think that's cool. But Father's Day really never became a federal holiday until 1972. Richard Nixon had to sign it. And now we're finding out that people spend over $1 billion each year on Father's Day gifts. So go to AskMen.com. AskMen is one of my favorite sites for men. And they have some real cool stuff that men could like. Okay, remember I told you guys I bought my husband a Google Home? You know, so he could say, hey, Google, that kind of thing. He loves it. Amazon Echo is another thing that you could do. They have, for those people into coffee, a hyper chiller iced coffee maker. That looks pretty cool. There's a Philips Norelco vacuum beard trimmer. I don't know if guys really like that as a gift, you know, but maybe they're really into a nicer way to deal with their beard. Maybe they will like it. There's the Skills Gold Flex Strength and Tempo Trainer. Guys may like that. There's like a bunch of underwear called Me Undies. You know there's something called Me Undies? I don't think guys like it. I see polka dots. My husband would not want to wear polka dots. They do like drones. If guys are into wine, maybe you can do that. There's shave clubs. There's Birchbox Man. But that has a lot of grooming products. Guys don't like to groom. Let me see here. No, they have linens. Nah, barbecue. No, they don't want a recipe book. Watches. Guys do like watches. And you know what? They like electronics. Get them something really good. Or like, you know, power reserves and Mophies and Wifies and all sorts of stuff. They're really into that. Let me see what else. They like they like weaponry type stuff. You know, they like Fix-It, multi-tools, and Leatherman has a very sexy Swiss Army knife type of thing. So that looks really good. Some guys are into whiskey and cigars. You could maybe do that. All right? But, you know, honestly, if you really want to give Dad the gift of a lifetime, let him have a day of peace. The best gift is, Dad, you get to do whatever the hell you want. I'm going to take the kids and get out of your hair. And he will do cartwheels. Am I right, guys, or am I right? Look, you guys have to step up. The problem is you stay quiet because you're afraid you're going to get the family upset. Well, then fine. You're going to spend Father's Day every year doing something you don't like. You got to stand up, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
B
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.